Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. Betrayed desire.
Welcome to iMac, another edition of the McCauley Matthew Show. AWOL, are you still there?
You gotcha.
AWOL, I thought I hung up on you there for a second there. What's going on?
Yeah, I wouldn't blame you. I would have blamed Christian.
I'm Captain Macarisma. So, what was going on, man?
Chilling. Mets were able to hold on, but I'll talk more about that on my show.
All right, the Mets were playing. And you guys won? K-Rod closed
the
game successfully?
Yep, we actually saved the game. K-Rod came through.
Oh, cool.
Got a 5-out save, but we'll talk more about that. Sports and Legends tomorrow, 6 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, check out his show. It's a cheap plug right there, Will.
Hey, thanks, bro.
All right,
we got to get a segue.
Yeah. Yeah, let me get this. Let me fix this phone, because this is wrong with this phone. Hold on. You still there?
Yep.
I have to fix this damn phone.
Still there?
Betcha.
All right, cool. Just had to fix the phone. There was a problem with my wire. But anyway, welcome people to another edition of iMac. Last week I was out because I had a cold, unfortunately. And I'm not going to say who gave me the cold. It was a girl. I'm not going to say her name, but anyway, I'm back now. I'm fully recovered. My sore is still throat. My throat is still a little sore, but it's getting better. And I'm back with my boy Will, Willie Boy, hosting another edition of iMac. And so, well, I guess, start off by talking about news. What's in the news, lady? Any celebrity news you've heard of? I know you were telling me off the air you heard some Morgan Freeman news.
All right, yes. Apparently, Morgan Freeman is allegedly going to marry his 28-year-old step-granddaughter, like the granddaughter of his ex-wife.
Who I've never seen, by the way. So if I haven't seen her, then, you know, it might be a problem with that.
You mean how she looks?
Yeah. Does she
look
good?
I wish I knew. I have no idea.
Because I've seen his daughter, Jennifer.
Jennifer, yeah.
Who used
from,
to be on...
My Wife and Kids.
Yeah, My Wife and Kids, exactly.
Yeah.
She looked hot.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I can't believe Morgan Freeman's really her father. I mean, that's hard to believe. But, yeah, I mean, that's crazy. He's marrying his... Okay, so let me get this right. He's marrying his ex-wife's granddaughter.
Yeah, and they practically raised the kid, from what I've heard. I mean, obviously, I don't have any, inside sources, but from what I heard, that's the case. I mean, if
that's
it's true,
freaky.
I mean, that's kind of,
I mean, why would she want...
Crazy.
I mean, come on. Morgan Freeman's, like, older than dirt. I mean, he has gray... probably has gray hair on his balls. I mean, what girl wants to go down on that?
Well, I don't know.
Sorry for that
that's
visual.
Crazy.
Sorry for that.
Oh,
I can't understand
I think
that.
I remember where I heard that from. Yeah. Which
Taking all of our girls, man. All of our young girls. You stick to your older ladies, older broads. Although, later on, we'll be talking about, older ladies, because lately I've been having, some fantasies about some older women I've seen. But, man, yeah, that's strange, man. The guy's like 70-something years old, dating his ex-wife's granddaughter, like 20-something.
Yeah, I believe she's 28. I think it was Wendy Williams that was talking about that.
Oh, Wendy. Some of the things Wendy says isn't true. It's not true.
Well, I didn't see the episode, but I heard that they were saying on her show that she said that. I mean, I didn't see the episode, so.
Well, if that is true, then that's...
Well, that's the rumor right there, so that's... Hopefully that's not true, but, shoot. That'd be crazy if it is true.
Man, well... Talking about daughters, You haven't. I was gonna tell you this off the air, but I know you haven't heard about it. Lawrence Fishburne's daughter, Montana Fishburne. I think that's her name, Montana Fishburne. And she looks really good, by the way. She's about 19 years old.
Oh, really?
And there's gonna be a sex tape of her.
Damn.
It's gonna be released. And in it, she's like a porn star. And she actually told her whole family that she wanted to be a porn star. And Morgan, it seems like Lawrence Fishburne heard about it, and he's mad at her.
Hmm.
Well, Lawrence Fishburne, Oscar-nominated actor, he's been on in many great movies. Matrix.
What Love's Got to Do with It.
What's Love Got to Do with It, Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, he's currently in one of the CSI shows.
Yeah. And yet...
Is it Miami? I don't know. One of those CSI shows.
CSI shows.
New York.
Yeah,
Miami.
They got like the 15 editions of CSI right now.
CSI Mars, you know, whatever. Whatever. He's on one of those CSI shows.
Yeah, but his fine daughter, 19 years old, wants to be a porn star.
So she leaked it on purpose then?
Well, she signed with a company, Vivid. I think Vivid's the company. And they're going to release the sex tape. And I heard that Lawrence Fishburne, he was so mad at her, like, you know, he's not even talking to her right now.
Man.
When he heard the news, you know, he didn't say anything. He just remained silent.
Well, I mean, can you blame the guy? I mean, who would want to hear that, you know, their daughters, anybody could see their daughter, you know, doing it.
Come on. That's messed up. I mean, I don't know what the hell she's thinking. You know your dad's a big-time actor. He's a movie star. How you going to embarrass him like that?
Yeah.
But damn, I want to see that sex tape, though. I want to see, you know, if Lawrence Fishburne has some good genes, you know? Yeah, Lawrence Fishburne, he's fronting, man. You know he's going to buy one of those sex tapes.
Yo, that'd be messed up, man. I certainly doubt he would. If he would, then man, that household would have serious problems. Because if a guy is gonna, you know, watch his daughter do something like that, now I'm not talking about him. I'm just saying in general.
Well, yeah, that's sick.
If a father would watch something like that, then that means. God forbid, he most likely a father like that would have most likely molested his daughter.
Well, there are probably some fathers out there who have have daughters as porn stars, and they probably watch them in secrecy.
That's
crazy.
That don't even make any sense.
Yeah, it is crazy. You know,
what are you supposed to say when you're watching it? Good job, girl. Show him what daddy taught you or something. That's like some crazy stuff right there.
I would never ever watch my daughter performing anything nude.
I mean, that goes without saying. Any normal person would say that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, I mean, you mentioned the Morgan Freeman thing. I mean, so you know, some crazy people out there.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, look at the world we live in. I mean,
yeah,
it's crazy.
And I heard that Lawrence Fishburne, he was trying to hire his friends to buy all of the sex tapes so no one would buy them.
Yeah, that sounds kind of like what happened on that one, that Hogan Old Best episode.
Oh,
when Hogan
was trying to buy, the magazines.
Yeah, Brooke was, what she doing in the magazine? She was wearing, like, revealing outfits, I think.
Yeah, something
and
like
he
that.
He wanted to buy out all the magazines.
It's impossible to
do
that.
Yeah, I mean, I think he bought the ones around his neighborhood.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, that's practically impossible.
Yeah, well.
And then the daughter's probably going to have extra copy and release it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she's going to do more. She says she wants to be a porn star.
Wow.
That's like a career choice. So, I just want to see the tape. I don't give a fuck. I don't care about their family, well, you know, all their, what trouble they're having within the family. I just want to see that goddamn tape. Because from the pictures, she looks like she's a cute-looking girl.
I just feel, you know, she came onto your show one day.
Hey, I'll let her co-host anytime she wants. That's Lawrence Fishburne's daughter, man. To have sex with her would be even better. Do some Matrix moves on her. But yeah, that's a, I don't know, yeah, Lawrence Fishburne is probably embarrassed and ashamed of his daughter right now.
He's, you know, he's PO'd, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, what dad wouldn't be?
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want people to be looking at your daughter like that.
Yeah, all nude and, you know, having sex, close-ups of her vagina. I mean, what dad wants to see that?
I know, I mean, that's messed up right there.
It's fucked up. Anyway, moving from that disgusting news. Yeah, man, so, big movies lately. I've seen, I told you off the air that Thursday, me and a few coworkers, we went to see Inception.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like The Matrix, you know. It has to do, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio's in the movie.
Right.
And that guy who, I think he directed or produced Batman, Nolan something.
Chris Nolan.
Christopher
right.
Nolan, right.
Right.
He's the director for this movie. And it's a good job. I mean, he did a good job on it. It's a great movie, but it's strange. Because...
Yeah, I'm sorry. Continue.
I was going to say, Leo, he plays like a... He's like this guy named Don Cobb, or Tom Cobb, something like that. And he's an extractor, and he goes into people's dreams and pulls out information, like secret information from their dreams. And he can even influence them through the dream also.
Mm.
And he has this team with him that goes to people's dreams also and help them out. And so, you know, it's a very it gets very complicated during the middle of the movie, and at the end of the movie, you don't know whether they're still dreaming or whether they're awake. So you need to see the movie in order to understand it, because if you miss any part of it, you're not going to understand at all.
Wow.
And it's just like a Matrix, like you were saying, you know. It has that feel to it, because, I mean, it has to do with reality and, I don't know, reality and, I guess, dream state. Doesn't Matrix have to do with that also?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly, because those people are, like, unconscious in the Matrix. Because when you look at the Inception commercial, I'm like, wow, man, this movie looks like a copycat of The Matrix, except it looks like it's set in Europe.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I didn't even see the movie, but...
But the action is great, though. The action is great.
That's good.
If you go see it, you're going to love the action in it. It's just some of the things in it is complex.
So I'm going to put you on the spot, man. Which movie is better, Matrix or Inception?
Oh, Matrix. Matrix by far.
Yeah, I would assume so.
All three Matrixes I'll take over the Inception. It's a great movie. Again, it's a cool movie. I'm not knocking it, but...
Right, right.
You know, it's very...
It's a good movie, but...
Complex.
It's not up there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I just remember what I was going to say. Christopher Nolan, he's, of course, going to bring out the next Batman movie. I think he's going to bring it out, by 2012, I think.
Oh, that's good, because he's done a good job with these Batman movies, you know?
Yeah, and another good thing is that he's supervising his brother directing the Superman movie, so...
Oh, good, because that last Superman movie was a piece of shit.
Yeah, that was the worst Superman movie ever. Yeah, Superman Returns.
Didn't you tell me that Superman got married to Lana?
No, no, he didn't get married to Lois Lane. He left when it took place between Superman 2 and 3,
mm-hmm.
And he left, and when he came back, you know, the world forgot about him. And Lois Lane got married and had a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not to spoil it, but pretty much, you know, she moved on, you know, and had a kid and, you know, a bunch of crazy stuff that, you know. And remember, Bryan Singer is, of course, the same guy who directed the X-Men movie.
Oh, right, yeah.
Especially X-Men 3, which, just like Superman Returns, is a piece of crap. I mean,
disappointment.
Don't get me wrong, X-Men 3, I mean, maybe there's some people, I mean, who might be like, you know, X-Men 3 had great action scenes. Oh, yeah, I agree. The action was great. The casting was phenomenal, but the word I'm looking for, the inconsistency within the characters is what really, I don't know, really turned me off from the movie. Killing key members of the movie, won't spoil it for people who haven't seen it, and some of the characters, like, the interaction with the characters who have history, like Professor X and Juggernaut, who are half brothers, they were practically next to each other. They didn't even talk to each other. No.
Yeah. I remember that.
Mom loves you best or some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing like, or, you know, what's his name? What's the Juggernaut's real name? I forgot. Is it Barlow? I forgot.
Yeah, I forgot also.
I'd have to see the episode or the cartoon or something. But in any case, they had no interaction. They just walked past each other like...
They didn't know each other.
They didn't even know each other. I mean, I know they don't have a great relationship, but, I mean, at least, you know...
Yeah, that movie was a disappointment.
Yeah. The only best part about the movie, I mean, other than the casting, was when Juggernaut was chasing after,
Shadowcat?
Shadowcat, he's like, I'm Juggernaut.
Right, yeah, that was bad.
That was the best part. But other than that, that movie, I mean, the casting was phenomenal. I mean, you can't argue about the cast.
Well, yeah, it's been the same cast for the last two movies.
Yeah, the first two movies were great. No problem with that. The second, the third movie, I mean, that alone, killing off key characters and then not maintaining the relationship between the characters. I understand, some people want to be original. They want to come up with original stuff, but you gotta, tie it back
to
the old school stuff, so it could be canonized as like an actual thing, actual storyline, in the mythology. But he just went, just like what he did with Superman Returns, he just messed up the whole thing and put in his own spin. He just put in his own point of view of how he wanted to do the movie.
Yeah, but even though that movie was a disappointment, anytime Halle Berry is in that storm suit, there's something going on in my pants, man.
Hey, man, I mean, she looked good in that.
Was
it Kalisto? I'm trying to remember that.
She was
the one that was in the Heroes,
Rebecca Stamos,
right?
Rebecca Romaine.
No, you're talking about Mystique.
Oh, Mystique, right.
Yeah, of course, with that.
Well, she looked good, too, Mystique.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about that Hispanic chick. She was like a villain. I think she was that same Hispanic chick that was in Heroes. The one that bleeds out her eyes, I think.
Oh.
I think that was the same girl, if my memory serves me right.
I have no idea. I have to see that again. Because I know the chick you're talking about from Heroes, but I don't remember her being in X-Men.
I think she was in there. I think this was just before she was in Heroes.
Oh.
My memory serves me right. But I could be wrong.
That's bad. She also looks like a porn star.
Who?
What's her name? Genevieve Jolie.
Who looked like that?
The Hispanic chick you're talking about. Who was on
Heroes. From Heroes?
Yeah, she looked like Genevieve Jolie. If you remember how Genevieve Jolie looked like, right?
Yeah, I've seen.
Yeah, man, then you gotta Google that again if you forgot. But and the Spider-Man, that new Spider-Man movie that's gonna come out soon, Spider-Man 4, that's not even gonna have Tobey Maguire or Kirsten Dunst in it.
That's gonna come out. That's gonna come out in 2012.
Who the hell's gonna go watch that?
Yeah, man, they're gonna do the, what's it called? I think the Ultimate Spider-Man. Like, they're gonna reboot it and they're gonna take it back to the beginning. But instead of him being in college when he finds out he's Superman, I mean Spider-Man. I'm losing my mind here.
Okay.
When he was Spider-Man. They're going back to the other comic book, I think the Ultimate version,
right,
when he finds out he's Spider-Man in high school.
Oh.
And,
so like, they're going backwards instead of forwards?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yep.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And me and you have been wondering what the hell They could release a damn Spider-Man cartoon DVD.
See, you thought it was out of my mind. I was just about to say that. Because, man, that's like the number one cartoon from my childhood that, you know, I really want to see released.
Yeah.
And I know there's a bunch of people out there, you know, who was a huge fan of the Spider-Man, you know, animated series, you know, the 94, you know, the early 90s edition. But they never released it. They released Spectacular Spider-Man. They released the new Spider-Man thing that came out right after the Spider-Man, the MTV version. They released Spectacular Spider-Man, which is the most recent one.
Right.
And they even released the old school Spider-Man and Spider-Man: The Amazing Friends on DVD. But they never released Spider-Man. The only thing they've released is like a handful of episodes, and then you know, and then that's it.
Yeah, damn Disney, man. Disney has full control over Marvel now. I mean, come on.
This was even before Disney that they was messing it up. And now, speaking of Disney, I mean, you know, back in the days, you know, before the, you know, the Marvel and the DC cartoons, like, you know, Spider-Man, X-Men, Batman, and Superman, they had the Disney Afternoon cartoons. They released some of the seasons, but they never completed it either. So, I don't know what's up with Disney and Marvel, but I don't know. Warner Brothers is on their game. Warner Brothers, they released all the major cartoons already on DVD.
Well, yeah.
Universal, they released all the shows that they had, you know, back in the day, Knight Rider, Price, A-Team, all those shows that was popular. Hercules, Xena, they released all those stuff.
I agree with you.
Marvel
Warner Brothers does a better job
Disney,
with the DVD releases.
What's up with that? What were you saying?
No, I agree with you. Warner Brothers does a better job with these DVD releases. I mean, they work quickly on them, and they have a better packaging with these DVDs.
Exactly. I mean, some of them even have bonus stuff in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think all of this stuff have bonus stuff in it. But
even trailers too.
What was that?
Trailers also for some other DVDs.
Yeah, exactly. The Marvel one, I mean, especially the X-Men and the Iron Man stuff, they have like previews for other stuff, but they don't have any bonus stuff. There's no interview from Stan Lee. There's no, you know, voiceover or, you know, commentary from the you know, the creators and the cast or anything like, hey, this is what I felt about this episode. This is what I was thinking of. No, nothing like that. It's just, boom, here's the episode. Screw you. Buy it if you want to buy it. Don't buy it. We don't care. We're gonna make money anyway. That's the way how they did it, man. It's like, man, if you're not even gonna care and, you know, add bonus stuff to it, just release the episodes, man. Just release them, put it on a DVD. Don't you know, mess with the fans like Disney did when they released Quack Pack and Goof Troop, and they say it's Volume 1, and they only literally released 3 episodes. I mean, I didn't buy it, but you know, there could have been some people who got suckered into that.
Yeah, well, I agree. They got to do a better job, and hopefully, you know, when that Spider-Man movie comes out in 2012, is it?
Yes.
It'll be released maybe even before that or during it,
because
fans of that have been waiting too long.
Oh yeah, because I assume they're gonna release it around that time, because usually when a movie comes out. Like, let's say A-Team recently came out, so then they finally released the complete series.
Yeah.
Every time, like, when there's, like, a movie, like, a major movie, they tend to release stuff. Like, the G.I. Joe, they you know, release the cartoons.
Yeah.
Transformers, same thing. You know, they tend to release the stuff. I mean, I'm surprised, and with the X-Men movie coming out, The X-Men show that, you know, that X-Men and Wolverine and X-Men, which is now canceled now.
Oh,
That's when they released the X-Men cartoons.
That was a good cartoon. I watched 2 seasons.
Yeah, it was a real good cartoon. Shame I didn't, you know, get a chance to,
yeah,
I don't know, it's like the
season.
Time wasn't put on the right time, and I, you know, I haven't really got a chance to keep track of it. And unfortunately, it's gone now.
Yeah.
But I think they released all the episodes now anyway.
Yeah. I've got 2 seasons, so I'm set. I'm good.
Oh, so you have the whole complete series of it now?
No, just 2 seasons of X-Men.
Oh, X-Men. I thought you were talking about Wolverine and the X-Men.
Oh, no, not Wolverine X. No. I haven't gotten any of that yet. I've seen the episodes, but not the DVDs, no.
Yeah, because I think they released the whole episodes for that show.
Yeah.
But, the X-Men one, I got the complete one of that.
Yeah, me too. I've watched them all. Every Saturday morning, I put it on to watch.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
No, I was going to say, I watched that and along with some other cartoons. I watch on Saturday morning or afternoon, because I really wake up like at noontime on Saturday morning.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not like back in the days when those cartoons were on and it was popping, and you would wake up like at least 8 o'clock or 7:30 or 7 o'clock just so you could get ready to watch these cartoons.
Yeah, so it's changing now.
Yeah, I know, man. You wake up at midnight. I mean, at noon now. I mean, there's no cartoon. I mean, really, to be like, oh shoot, I gotta wake up.
Yeah. These days I watch more movies. More movies in the morning than I do cartoons.
Well, yeah.
But back to that Inception, I'd give it a rating of between one on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it an 8.
That's good.
It's still a cool movie, but again, it's strange. And if you want to see it, you have to go see it in an IMAX theater. That's the best.
Mm.
Because the surround sound and the picture quality on the screen. I mean, it's amazing. And there's this new Ben Affleck movie that's going to come out also. That looks like it's going to be good.
Which movie?
He plays like some kind of bank robber.
Which movie?
It's going to be coming out soon. It's a Ben Affleck movie. He plays some kind of bank robber in Boston and they wear a mask, him and his team of bank robbers. They wear like these monster masks or something.
Hmm.
I don't remember the name of it, but it's going to come out soon. That looks like it's going to be good.
You think it's like a copycat? Is this supposed to be a comedy? Is this supposed to be like a copycat of like Ocean 11 or something?
No, this is a drama. This is not a comedy.
Oh, okay.
This is not the other guys with Mark Wahlberg or Will Ferrell.
And imagine that. In that movie, they also have Samuel L. Jackson and The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
And those guys aren't even the marquee guys.
I know, right? Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell.
Yeah. And another, you want to talk about a marquee movie. I saw another commercial today. They were saying, like, a movie has one hero. This movie has all of them. And, of course, you know what new movie I'm talking about that literally has every action hero
of
the 80s.
So Russell Stallone, Jet Li.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Expendables.
They don't have everyone. They don't have Arnold.
Yeah.
They don't have.
Yes, Arnold made a cameo in there.
Oh, he did.
He's in the movie. That's all I'm saying. Exactly.
But is he one of the guys?
He's not one of the guys. But
that's not really come on, he has to be one of the guys.
Because I was saying like when I saw that, when I saw the commercial, I'm like, damn, look at all. You got like all the heroes of the 80s.
Right.
All the major people. And I'm like, what about Arnold? And then I see in the commercial, he's in the movie. I'm like, damn, they got everybody.
Yeah.
So if they're the good guys, who's the villain?
Yes.
Darth Vader. Let me try to think.
I got to see that.
I want to know who's the villain. The Rock? I mean, I'm trying to think, who are the villains? Who are the main villains from their shows? I mean, from their popular movies that could be the villain? Because it's too lopsided.
That looked like it could be good, though.
Yeah, even though they're
old and,
Yeah, I know.
Wrinkly.
I want to see that movie.
I know it's
too lopsided. There's like 20 heroes and I don't know who's the bad guys. I mean,
I don't know who.
I mean, damn. I mean, that's like facing the 27 Yankee lineup.
Shit, yeah. But then again, our guys like Stallone, Lundgren, Jet Li, they're old.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, they got Stone Cold.
Yeah.
They got the father from My Wife and Chris.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Sure. The only person probably who was in there is Carl Weathers, for all I know. That's what I want to know. Who is the bad guys? If they have like 20 heroes in this movie, Who are the bad guys? They have to have some marquee bad guys in this film.
Yeah,
Jet Li, Jason Statham, you know, Statham, I should say.
Yeah, Jason Statham, man, his movies are hot. Transporter.
That's what I'm saying.
Crank.
They got all the heroes, man.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, guess we'll have to find out when we go go see that movie. And will that movie be in IMAX? Because I love IMAX theaters now after seeing Inception.
I have no idea. That movie looked awesome. I haven't seen it. I only see the commercials, but
yeah, it looks like it's gonna be good.
Yeah, I know those guys are past their prime. Sylvester Stallone is directing it. But man, that is an ensemble cast right there.
Yeah, well, it's Stallone is directing it. Well, hopefully this isn't his. It's not as bad as the last movie he directed. Didn't he direct Stop or My Mom Would Shoot?
Yeah, I probably did. And he produces, I think, a lot of his movies, like the Rambo movies, the Rocky movies. I think he produces a lot of the movies that you see him in.
All right, well, let's go to break, and we'll talk more about that when we come back. Yeah, earlier we were talking about how you never want to see your daughter in a porno. Well, I want to play a bit. It's from a Opie and Anthony CD called Demented World. And I gave you a copy of that. Did you ever listen to that?
Oh, no, I haven't got a chance to. But I still have it.
Okay, well, Opie Anthony, you know, two radio shock jocks. They used to be on WNEW 102.7 here in New York. Then they moved to, they were fired, and then they went to satellite. They're on satellite radio now,
right.
Sirius XM. And I used to listen to them on DirecTV, but they got pulled off because I guess Sirius doesn't want, you know, any of their shows, especially their talk shows, on cable TV without you paying for it. So
Howard Stern is off too, right? No, Howard Stern was on
it. It was never on DirecTV.
Yeah.
It's on cable TV, but it's on demand, so you gotta pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is a bit from their CD, Opie Anthony's Demented World, from like when he used to work in Boston from 1997, and it's called Hi Mom, I'm in a Porno. I think it's about a girl who prank calls her mom and tells her that she's going to be a porn star. It's part of a Opie Anthony bit. So, okay, I'm going to play right now. Can you hear the damn thing?
Not yet.
Okay, let me freaking play.
Yes, I just got a call.
Yes. IAF, who's this?
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. You want to play Hi Mom?
Yes, I do.
All right, I hear you want to play Hi Mom, I'm in Porno.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, where's your mom live?
Montana.
Well, what are you doing in Boston?
I'm a nanny.
You're a nanny?
Yes.
Cool. Maybe you could tell your mom you lost your job as a nanny and you had to make ends meet, so you jumped into porno.
Okay.
All right, I got your mom's number. I'm giving it a call right
okay.
now.
Okay. Nutrition Center.
Hi, can I speak to Jean, please?
Is this Michelle?
Yes, it is. It's important.
Okay, hold on, hon.
Uh-huh.
Now, play it up. Say you lost your job. You had no other choice.
Okay.
You were all alone.
Hello?
Mom?
Yeah?
I have a problem. I lost my job.
Why?
Because I just wasn't doing it. I couldn't cope with it, you know.
I thought you said it was going great.
It was, but things just fell apart. I'm having a really hard time, so I didn't tell you sooner because I was too scared to, but and now I got a different job, but I'm doing... I don't know how to tell you this.
What?
I'm doing porn movies.
No.
Yes.
No.
Mom?
No. No.
What? It's
no.
Too late.
No.
Mom?
No. You hold on.
Okay.
Oh my God. Holy Jesus, I think she believes you.
I'm
speaking.
Michelle?
Yeah?
Where can I reach you?
I have like 3 days to get out of here. So
you don't do that.
What?
Don't do what you told me.
Well, what am I going to do? How am I going to get home?
You don't have money in the bank?
Well, yeah, but I kind of had to use some of it to get this rolling. I had to get an agent.
No, you don't. Where can I call you?
The same number, but Mom.
What?
There's something else I have to tell
what?
You. Happy Mother's Day. I love you. This is just a joke. I'm on the radio.
Oh, my God.
It's a radio program.
Oh.
I just wanted to let you know that I love you.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking about you. Mom.
You know, I think those things are so funny when they happen to other people. I mean, I would sit and listen to them all day long because they're so funny, but that, you killed me.
Oh, my God. Wait,
Mom.
We're really...
Okay, I am going to kill you.
I love
wait,
you.
Mom, first kill us. It's Opie and Anthony from AAF Radio in Boston. We're,
oh, you guys.
We put her up to it, and I gotta admit, man, my heart sunk to my damn kneecap.
Oh, my God, I felt so bad for you.
I'm breaking out in a sweat here. I'm thinking, that is too bad.
Happy okay. Mother's Day.
Well, thank you.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye. There you go. that's how parents react. I mean, if you tell them you're going to be in a portal.
Yep.
I think even people that star in those stuff would still react like that too. But she took it weller than other parents, man. Other parents would have been freaking out, man.
Oh yeah.
They'd be like, you lied, you you embarrassed me in the national television or radio, you know.
Yeah. If my daughter told me that, called me up and told me that shit, I would have brought my belt to where she is.
Shoot. Say what?
Yeah. Hey, you talking about porn, you know, I've been really watching porn lately, but, like, I don't know. It's like, the porn that I like to watch nowadays, like, it has to feature older women in it. Because I tell you off the air, like, I see all these fine-looking older women on the street wearing these dresses and have their big breasts and big butts, and they got the meat. You know, older women, they got that older woman meat on them. You know, the love handles. And in the front, like, of their pants, they have, like, their stomach, it reaches down all the way. Like, I don't know, it's like, I don't know how to explain it. Some of these older women, they have like, their stomach looks like two butt cheeks in front. But these older women, man, they look, I don't know, just want to bang the crap out of them. All these MILFs, GILFs, cougars, older women, they looking good. You see what I'm talking about? I mean, it's summertime here in New York City. You see them on the trains, passing by on the street. They look just as good as the younger girls. Am I wrong?
Yeah, the MILFs are, you know, looking good. I mean, they are coming out, you know, this summertime.
Yeah. And there's a lot of good-looking ones that have some of them even have bodies just like younger women. Like, damn. So this older woman the other day, man, like, she was looking fine. She had to be, like, in her 40s, wearing, like, this black and white dress, and, like, her breasts were, like, sweating. There was some sweat on her breasts, and then she was wiping some sweat off of it. And, man, those breasts, oof. Fine, man. I'm telling you. Older women.
I just wish you call it the store right now.
I'll talk to her. Shit. Tell me, man. I mean, come on. I know you feel the same way.
Hey, I mean, the women are looking good, man.
Even like older women porn, I like watching that now more than ever. Should I go to like youporn.com? Just watch some older women doing younger guys.
You're talking about milk. You're not talking about like that old.
No, I'm not talking about grannies. I'm talking about 40, 50-year-old woman, you know? I'm not talking about 70-year-old woman with gray hair.
Oh, I'm just checking, because, you know.
I'm talking about
just making sure we're on the
deals.
Same, you know, we're talking about the same thing here, you know.
Yeah, older women, you know. Even the girl I like right now, who you know about, she's 6 years older than me. She's older. I just have a fetish for older women right now.
Yeah, but the young ones, you know, the older ones, you know, they, you know.
Yeah, and older, like, older women, they know how to, and when you get them in bed, they know how to, they know what to do. They're trained, because they've been through it all. They have experience. And, like, I hear a lot of younger guys, they like older women, too, and they say the main reason they want to have sex with older women is so they can make them have their first orgasm. I mean, come on. These guys are cocky. But, you know my age range, right? Like, as far as older women goes, I stop at 65 when it comes to dating or having sex with older women. 65 is my limit. Anywhere, like, past 65, that's too much for me.
Man, you're going to see the citizens on
you. Nah, there's some good six-year-olds, man. Sophia Loren, how old is she? She still look good.
She's like, what, 70 or something?
She still look good. Raquel Welch. She was recently on Oprah, man. I'm stunned how she look like. She look really good.
Yeah, she's like, what, 69 or so?
Suzanne Summers is in her 50s. She still look good.
She might be in her early 60s right now.
Whatever, 50s, 60s, she look good.
Yeah, she still has it.
I'm telling you, I don't know if it's the Botox or something they're doing.
Yeah, they do take stuff like that, like that or yeah, I heard some of them, they take like, some animal's baby embryo and inject it to their face or something.
Well, they got
to
then they should keep doing it then, because I support it. It's making them look good at their age. Think about how Halle Berry's going to look like in her 60s.
Look good. She's still going to look good.
She's in her 40s right now. She look good.
Yeah, I know.
Man.
Yeah, she's still going to look good.
Oh, yeah. I would take her in her 60s. No question about it, but I don't know. Like, just older women, I love them more than ever. And you know, I'm grown enough to have sex with them now. I couldn't when I was in elementary, but now I'm grown.
See, I know you have to agree with me on that.
What?
That's it, Salma Hayek.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's it, like, two or three times, and you had no reaction. You had no reaction, like.
I didn't hear you.
I know you had that hearing, so I'm like, hello.
Salma Hayek, shut up. Turn that shit up. Hell yeah, man. Man, I would take care of her, especially with, like, I don't know where her big breasts came from all of a sudden. Remember when in the 90s her breasts weren't that big. I don't remember them being that big at all.
Yep.
And even like Eva Mendes, she's like in her third, like, wasn't she 40 now?
Might be, probably.
She looks
and
good.
Another chick around that age, she's like, what, 37 or so?
Yeah.
Sophia for Gara, the one from what's the name of that show again? The one with Al Bundy. I'm trying to think of the show.
Oh, yeah. The Spanish.
Damn,
yeah.
I watched that show, too. I forgot. Next time that show.
Yeah. She looked good. Primary Family? Something.
No. Modern Family.
Modern Family, yeah.
Yeah, that show's a funny show. I started watching it because, you know, Al Bundy. I mean, you know, Ed O'Neill, a.k.a. Al Bundy from, you know, Married with Children.
Are they still giving it, are they giving it during the summer?
No. They season one ended. They're gonna come back, I would assume, in the fall.
Cause like in the summertime, like I've been watching Jersey Shore. Have you seen Jersey Shore lately?
No, I haven't. I've only seen season one.
Oh, season two looks like it's good. Even though they're not in Jersey, they're in Miami Beach. But looks like, you know, Situation, J-Wow, Snooki. And I have to admit, this guy's Situation, I don't like him because this guy always taking his shirt off and always, you know, being arrogant and cocky, but yeah, he knows how to pick up girls. He does a good job at it.
He what?
He does a good job at picking girls.
Well,
he knows how to pick up girls, you know.
He knows the places to go.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta give him credit. You know, I don't like the guy, but the situation. And you know, he calls. It's funny on his show. He calls like ugly and fat girls grenades. Grenades, rhinoceroses, rocket launchers. That's his name for ugly and fat girls. Grenades. And the best looking girl on that show is J-Wild, man. She got some stuff.
Yep. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, exactly. J-Wild.
What's the name of that product? ShamWow?
Wow. Oh yeah. And she has an attitude about her, man. She could be in the Bad Girls Club. She could fight too.
Yeah, Sammy. I'm trying to think if there's another one.
Sammy is another one, but she likes one of the guys on the show named Ronnie.
Right. Yeah, I remember him now. He's kind of like what's his name? That catcher from Dodgers. What's his name again? I'm trying to remember. Russell Martin. He kind of looks like.
Even though Russell Martin's black, isn't he?
Well, yeah. He kind of like Russell Martin with hair a bit.
Yeah, you're right. And he's muscular, too, so you don't want to mess with him. Now, I know you haven't seen Bad Girls Club.
No, I haven't seen this season yet, either.
Oh, there's some good-looking girls on it this year. There's this one blonde chick, big boobs. She looks like she's going to be wild. But you know, there's a new Natalie this season.
Oh really?
And her name is Morgan.
She's better than the one last year though.
Oh, way better. Her name is Morgan. I think she's Italian, and already it's her versus the whole house.
Mm.
And like, she went out with two other girls. One of them was the blonde girl that you know I'm feeling on the show, and this other black girl who looks really good. This black girl has some big boobs. She's been in some hip-hop magazines and hip-hop video shoots and stuff.
Mm.
So she went out with two of them to a nightclub, and the other girls, they're hating on her, and they, like, locked all of her, stuff, baggages out of the house and put a note for her to go home because I guess they don't like her and they want her to go home. So when she got back, she saw that, and she was going to break down the door. And she was gonna fight all of them. Well, it's to be continued, so it looks like she's gonna fight them. But I got some of the clip, so you can listen to it. And you're gonna hear her like when she comes and she finds all of her stuff on the front door. She sounds like she's gonna break down the door.
Man, I wish I could see it.
Oh, they might be giving a replay tonight.
I just checked right now. They don't look like they're giving it tonight.
Oh, then it might be maybe tomorrow, or maybe you'll have to wait till the week. But let me play a clip for you so you can listen.
Outside when I get home. At this point, I'm pissed and my stuff has been touched. I don't really know which direction to go, who to yell at, or what's going on. So comfortable and so fabulous.
Why did you pack my
get over yourself. You're out.
Who did that to my stuff? Who touched it?
I didn't touch your
Okay, who did?
Majority rules.
Yeah, man. When she got her shit, was pissed. You almost broke down that whole door when she came in. She was yelling at everybody, like, who's touching my stuff? She's a new Natalie of the house. You know, she acts like she's better than everyone. You know, she looks better than Natalie, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little, this season looks like it'd be just as crazy as last season. You need to see it, man.
Yeah, I think they're going to give it noon tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to give it 1 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Check that 1 a.m. because I know you got to wake up like 2 o'clock tomorrow.
So, yeah, I'm just going to check it out later.
Yeah.
The 1 a.m.
Yeah, Bad Girls Club, man. I love it. Love Bad Girls, and I love that show. And it's a good roster, man. I would say this roster is much better than last year.
Yeah,
the good-looking black girl, big breasts, big butt. Got Morgan. She looks good.
That's
blonde. There's even this other girl. She has tattoos, and she has, like, I don't know, kind of like, I think she may be blonde, or she has brown hair, one of the two. This roster is slightly better than last year, slightly.
Wow, I definitely
got
to check that out.
Yeah. All right, well, let's wrap up the show. You got anything else to say?
I'm good.
You want to do one more plug for your show tomorrow?
Okay.
Anything special on Urban Sports Urban Legend tomorrow?
You know, I'm going to talk a little sports. I'm going to give, you know, I wasn't there last week, I'm going to, you know, talk a little bit about how I felt about the Hall of Fame induction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk a little baseball, basketball.
WNBA?
You know, the WNBA.
Liberty has been playing good lately, man.
I mean, they are the better team in professional team in the city anyway.
Oh, yeah, by far. Well, as far as basketball is concerned, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll touch everything. You know, sports entertainment, we'll talk about anything. Very much on the show.
All right, well.
Feel free to call in anybody.
Check out Sports Urban Legends tomorrow at 6. Check your local listings. All right,
that's
so
right.
I guess that's it. So I guess I'll see you guys next week, same time. Saturday, 10 p.m. here. And for me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host Will, we'll see you next week.